Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 9th of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. And there ain't much. Swedes are going to start a text message-based postal system. The Swedish Postal Service has announced that it's going to replace traditional postage stamps entirely. What you'll do in future is get hold of a text message, you'll send it through to them, they'll send you back a code, you write the code on your letter, and then all of their machines will process the code and know whether you've paid or not. What a great idea that is. Whether it's going to work with weights and those kind of things, or whether it's just letters or not, it doesn't actually say in the story. But I think that's an enormous leap forward. Well done, Sweden! Text messaging may actually help you quit smoking. It would seem that if you're a phone user and you get 8 text messages a day telling you to stop smoking or something with a very similar message to it, you tend to stop smoking. It's the University of Oregon that have done this. They've looked at a whole load of methods to help people stop smoking. It would seem that sending the text is by far the best. A long way ahead as well. So there you go. If you want to stop smoking, get your kids to send you a text every hour. Instaprint has created a brand new printer that fits in with Instagram. It's a fantastic little device. It prints out a little tiny Polaroid-sized image. Basically, it's got a tie-in to all of the hashtags that go along with Instaprint's pictures that go over Twitter. And depending on the choices that you make, if someone hashtags your choice, it'll instantly print their picture regardless, along with the tweet underneath it. What a great idea. Apparently, it's a modified zinc printer that's come out, and they're going to show it at South by Southwest. But whether it goes into commercial or not, I don't know. We seem to have a bit of a research bias this morning, and it would seem that not only are we over-reliant on GPS in our cars, but a US firm is suggesting that we are over-reliant on GPS at all levels. Your train doors don't open without GPS, and your plane doesn't fly without GPS. The researchers have urged strongly that if we're going to continue with these systems, we need to have a backup plan. Fortunately, the European Space Agency has a backup in Galileo, so you can buy that if you want. I wonder who commissioned the report. Now, when you're watching Star Trek and they climb in the turbo lifts and they say where they want to go and it just takes them there, you think, oh, I wish I could do that. Well, it's already here. Mitsubishi Electronics have created an elevator where when you step in, you just say where you want to go and the thing automatically knows. Whether it can deal with speech in elevators as not as background noise, I don't think so. But based on the fact that no one talks to anyone else in an elevator, and I'm sure that's true the world over, it shouldn't have much of a problem. Oliver Demangle has created the Kinect USB watch. It's got a Bluetooth earpiece that you can stick in. It's got an FM radio built into it, and it's got media playback devices. And you put it in your ear, and you listen to your music as you walk along. One drawback I've noticed with it, Oliver, it doesn't tell the time. Yeah, that could be a bit of a problem. Philips have come on the AirPlay bandwagon with both feet, it would seem. They've created the Fidelio SoundSphere speakers. They're two tiny little flower pot looking devices that pump music up into the air, and they work directly off Apple's AirPlay system. They look very, very sexy. They probably sound extremely good. The only downside is they're €800. Oh dear, that sounds like a lot of money. Used iPads, it would seem, are selling very well. A report from eBay and Gazelle have said that thousands and thousands of iPads have been flooding in. People are trying to get rid of them as fast as they possibly can, getting ready for the iPad 2 launch in the next couple of days. Of course, that means that the resale value of these things is tumbling like you wouldn't believe, so you're probably better off holding onto it or using it maybe as a dinner mat. And a rumour has come out on a German website that Apple is to hold an event in April to release iOS 5. Based on the fact that for iOS 4.3 they pushed out about 7 developer seats, I can't see 5 coming out in April. Apparently they're supposed to be revamping MobileMe as well, and if anything needs a revamp, it's MobileMe. Now, if you've applied for a job and you're looking around for certificates and that kind of stuff that says that you're qualified, I know that I've got stuff going back 20 years and I'll be buggered if I can find it. Well, CE Profiles reckons they've come up with a solution for you. If you go to ceprofiles.com and register, what you can do is register all of your current certifications and all of your continuing education, like your continuous personal development. And what they provide is a unique interface between people that want to be qualified, people that give them the qualifications, and then employers who want to verify those qualifications. It's a quick and easy sign up, and based on the trouble I've had just recently, I think I might be signing up myself. and Clever Files has released Disk Drill for Mac. It's a very simple program that helps you recover data that's lost on your drives. There's a free version as well, so it can't be all bad, and then there's a pro version as well that lets you see plans and compare data and that kind of stuff. But the basic functionality is all included in the free one. Well done, chaps. And finally, images have come out of the ViewSonic ViewPad 10. There's press images floating around all over the place. We got our pack this morning. One of the things that seems to be a bit of a problem, however, is one of the press shots. Because if you look at it closely, it's macOS 10. Oh dear. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow with Carl for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.